It's Wednesday, December 5th. This is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines. Well, South Carolina's economy remains strong with steady employment and wage gains at or slightly below 2018 levels expected for 2019. That's the assessment of economist Joey Von Nessen of the Darla Moore School at USC. Speaking at the Economic Outlook Conference yesterday, Von Nessen said job creation should grow by about 1.8%, and other statistics bore more good news.
Our forecast for total personal income growth, 4.4% for 2019, up from 3.9% that we observed in 2018 as wages continue to rise in a tight labor market. And we expect to see the unemployment rate continue to drop as well from its current rate of 3.3% to 3.1% by this time next year.
Well, authorities say an inmate who escaped from an upstate jail was shot and killed by a woman after he kicked open the back door of her home. Pickens County Sheriff Rick Clark said 30-year-old Bruce McLaughlin Jr. and a second prisoner beat up two guards early yesterday morning in a planned escape from the county jail. Sheriff Clark says the woman who killed the inmate has a concealed weapons permit. Well, Clayton Memorial Unitarian Universalist Church in Newberry announced plans yesterday to become the first sanctuary church in South Carolina. The church will offer sanctuary for undocumented immigrants fighting deportation, operating under an ICE policy that exempts enforcement activity from happening in sensitive locations. Governor McMaster, in the past, has been a critic of sanctuary cities. An arrest has been made in the case of a motorcyclist shooting into a moving car on the interstate in Lexington County. 36-year-old Anthony Fanning is charged with 6 counts of attempted murder, discharging a weapon into a vehicle, and possessing a weapon during a violent crime. One of the 6 passengers in the car was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police have not yet disclosed a motive for the shooting. Nevada is suing the federal government in a bid to stop plans to ship plutonium from South Carolina to a former nuclear proving ground north of Las Vegas. Outgoing Governor Brian Sandoval is again vowing that the state will fight the Department of Energy's plan to store radioactive bomb-making material at the Nevada Nuclear Security Site. A site spokesman says the Energy Department is under federal court order to move plutonium from the Savannah River complex by January 2020. The Draxlmaier Group has completed the expansion of its existing manufacturing operations in Spartanburg County, and that means 460 new jobs in the upstate. The automotive supplier is based in Germany and manufactures interiors for premium automobiles. Also, AgTrust has invested nearly $3 million to keep up with growing demand in Lee County, and that means as many as 25 new jobs beginning next year. Also, this weekend could bring some wintry weather to portions of the state, and that is prompting the South Carolina High School League to move this weekend's championship football games from Saturday to Friday. The Class A and 2A games will be held at Benedict College beginning Friday at 5 o'clock. The 3A, 4A, and 5A games will be held at Williams-Brice Stadium, scheduled for 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 7:30. Again, that's on Friday instead of Saturday. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for Wednesday, December 5th, for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns.